2007, our property tax revenue is $166 million. The budget that City Council just got this year only generated $153 million. Due to Save Our Homes, our ability to recapture the revenue lost during the recession is severely hampered. Even though home values are rising again and have reached 2007 levels and beyond, we can only recapture a maximum of 3% per year. That means we will not be back to 2007 revenue numbers until fiscal year 2019. The reality is, in my 8 years as mayor, we will not have a single budget that starts out in the black. And moving forward, there will be more tough choices for this administration and for this city to make. We have done our part to keep our costs within our means while providing innovative new programs and new ways to fix old problems. In the 6 years that I have been the mayor, our employee count has increased by 2. That means that the extensive and difficult staffing cuts that we made at the height of the Great Recession, we have made permanent. Instead of reversing course, we have found other ways to do more with less. Now, to some degree, we can control our costs, but there are many things outside of our control that significantly impact our bottom line. Rising healthcare costs, increasing pension costs that are tied to the stock market fluctuations, and more recently, the threat of uncertainty in Tallahassee and Washington, D.C. The decisions made, and I want you to hear me on this, the decisions made in the Florida legislature and the United States Congress will have a direct and tangible impact on the services that we provide and the resources that we have available. Sources of revenue that are reduced or eliminated, partnerships eviscerated, and programs decimated are potentially looming, all of which potentially have an impact on our bottom line and our ability to provide the services. That combined with an unprecedented attack on our nation's cities and the right of self-governance impedes our ability to do what you expect of us to do.